Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this week, the week that school is starting. Lord, and we just lift up our school system here in Gilmer County. Father, we ask that you be with our teachers. Father, may they come back after some time away, Lord, with a renewed spirit, Father, with renewed energy, Lord, with love, Father, that radiates from everything that they have, Lord, that they would embrace these children and just show them and teach them, Father, as you have called them to do, Lord. Teach them not only the academics, Father, but you would teach, that they would be able to teach them the skills that they need for life, Father. And we're just so thankful for our teachers and the impacts that they make on our students, Lord. And Father, we ask that the teachers that know you, that have a relationship with you, Father, that they would shine even brighter in the school, Lord, that your love and your grace and your peace, your patience and your kindness, your gentleness, your self-control, Father, would just come out of them in a mighty way, Lord, that they would be able to shine and be a light for you, Lord, to be a light for the students that are lost, and be a light for co-workers that are lost as well, Father. May they just always be able and ready to share, Father, if given the opportunity. Lord, we pray for our students as they travel by bus or by car, Father, we pray for their safety each and every morning and each and every afternoon. Lord, we pray for them as they come. Father, we pray that they've had a summer filled with fun activities, Lord. But in the reality, we know that some of the kids have a hard life, Father, and their homes are not happy homes. They're not safe homes, Father. But Lord, we do pray for the students that bring hurts and heartaches to school, Lord, that they would be able to know that school is a safe place for them, that their teachers would recognize that they need an extra measure of love and grace, Lord. Father, we pray for their little minds, that they would just be a sponge to absorb all that they're trying to learn, Lord, to help them to better themselves, Father. And Lord, most of all, we just ask for the students that do have a relationship with you, just like the teachers, Father, to be, for those students to be bold and courageous, Lord, to stand up for you, to share your truths, Father, to hide scriptures in their heart that they can be able to share your word, to share your gospel, Father, to know that they're in a mission field themselves. And Lord, we just pray for our principals, Father, our assistant principals. We pray for all of the staff that works in the office, the library, the nurse, Father, even all of the staff down to the ones who sweep up the floors after everyone is gone and clean the bathrooms, Lord. The school needs everyone to function, Father, and we just lift them up. We pray for our school board, Father, and the decisions that they make daily that affect everyone, Father. We pray for this new school year with the changes that have been made, Lord, that it would be changes for good, Father, that you would work it out. And may we just all, in every day, wake up glorifying you and thanking you for who you are, Father, whether we are believers or whether we are still searching, Lord, you are in control. And we just give you all the glory for that, Lord, that you work out everything for our good and because you love us. We thank you most of all, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, without him, we're nothing. And we just praise you for that. Be with us this week. We love you. And we give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.